Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we've got a very, 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 very special guest today. Today, we have my girlfriend, Jaylen. So today...
Hello, everyone.
Whoa, hold on. Taking over the podcast. Hold on. Okay, so today, I'm just going to be asking her just random NFT shit, just thoughts, just what does she think, right? What does she think? Like, I'm curious, right? Like, just... let's just see what she thinks. Okay. So honestly, this is not stage. I just said, fucking get your ass in, like, let's go. We're starting this podcast. Like, this is not, like, just so you know, it's completely real and raw. Like, we're not fucking, like, no cuts. So, okay, John, for real. Like, NFTs have been a thing for, like, a minute now.
Yeah.
For real. Like, how do you think that your mind has, like, just where have you, like, where was it at from, like, again, like, almost like a year or 2 years ago from like now? Like, what do you think that you've even learned? Like, again, you know, I've been deep in it. Like, you know, like, fucking, you know what I'm saying? I'm into it. So, like, what do you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think? Like, honestly, because, like,
yeah,
start with at like first, like, you know what I'm saying? And then kind of like where you're at with it now.
Okay. Yeah. So at first, when you like introduced me the whole NFT thing, I was honestly so freaking confused. Like, I had no idea what you were basically talking about, but I did trust you because I know you had been like doing so much research about it.
Okay, hold on. Sorry, I got an overture. So basically she's saying I was fucking talking to her all these fucking days, like putting all this time into it, and she had still had no fucking clue. Like 50 episodes in, she still had no fucking clue what I was talking about. You know, go ahead.
Well, no, I don't know about 50 episodes, but I feel like it took me a while. Like, probably you had explained it to me like 10 times for me to like truly understand it, because I couldn't like wrap my head around of like buying a digital picture. Like, why does somebody want to buy something that's digital? Like, that's so stupid. Like, I couldn't like wrap my head around it. But once you started to explain to me like about like the things that you could do with it, like it could be used in so many different ways. Like, for example, like as a concert ticket, like, you know how we use a lot of things digitally now. So like having like a digital concert ticket and having it as an NFT, like
100%.
I could see like how now it could create value and how
I have to interrupt this because like she sounds like she's fucking polished right now. I promise I didn't train her, I didn't do shit. Like, she just sounds polished right now. I promise. I don't know why the fuck she sounds like that, but anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry, continue.
Well, no, because you've educated me so much that I feel like now I feel a little more confident on talking about it. I don't feel as confident as like I feel like you like are in talking about the subject, but I feel like I have like a better understanding, and I see like the possibilities that could happen with NFTs. And I've already seen so many like, you know, cases that, you know, people have like brands have implemented with NFTs. I know it's still in the process of like getting mass adoption and stuff like that, so I know it's still like tricky and a lot of people still understand, but definitely I see the potential and the value and how they're going to be used mainstream and how it's going to be an everyday thing with everybody. And I'm just really excited to see like different ways that it could be used. So it's just pretty much taking like everyday brands and elevating it in new technology for the future.
That makes perfect sense. And again, I'm sorry. She's using big words and shit. I don't know why. I don't know why she's like, I don't know why the fuck she's talking like that. She sounds like a spokesperson or some
what?
Shit. No.
You've taught me everything.
No, I know, but like, I'm just like, it just sounds like hearing her just sounds fucking weird.
If you listen to this podcast long enough, you're going to start understanding it like that.
Okay, there we go. Shameless plug. There we go. Okay, so anyway, Jill, okay, let's get back to it. Okay, so like, you're a microblading artist.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you do social media, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're pretty good at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just good at it. So, like, where do you see for, like, the next person, like, the next random, like, literally, like, another microblading artist in the industry, or, like, a lash artist, or, like, just whatever, like, for, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you're always talking to them, like, you know what I'm saying, going back and forth on social media, whatever. Like, so, like, where's the opportunity for them? Like, because if someone's, like, you know what I'm saying, like, a lash artist or something like that, like, do you still not know yet, or is it still, like, you're still learning, or, like, what do you even think?
Yeah, you know, it's actually, it's crazy that you asked that, because I've been thinking about it, because I know we've definitely talked about it before, like, how can my microblading.eth become useful and could be like a everyday or like or not everyday like a utility, right? Yeah. Like how can we implement something like a subdomain or something like that? I feel like I mean, I'm sure you would agree too. Like, we're just waiting on the technology or like the mass adoption or new things to come into place for me to really come up with a strategy. But I definitely want to take the brand and do something with it on Web3. I just feel like for myself, I need to see a little more examples of other brands doing stuff that with, makes sense. You know, their unique ENS name. So, yeah, I feel like I definitely have a gem with microblading.eth. I'm really happy I got it. I was like, you know, I was in the fence about getting certain names, and I'm so glad I hopped on the train because I would be pissed if anybody else had microblading.
So again, why this is even like she's talking about the .eth names again, ENS, Ethereum name servers. She's a microblading artist. She owns microblading.eth. Again, Budweiser bought beer.eth. That's like my favorite example. Budweiser owning the entire genre of beer.eth. So again, she owns microblading.eth. So what type of value can she create with, like, for me, it's always interesting. Like, I always think, like, again, what value can be created there? Like, as far as like the subdomains, like, again, like, Austin.microblading.eth, San Antonio.microblading, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's other artists that want to be the one in the city, the microblading. Microblading is, for you don't know, go ahead and explain it real quick. I'm sorry for people that don't know.
Yeah, so microblading is a form of permanent makeup. So it's basically tattooing your eyebrows, like, to your face so they you don't have to do your brows every single day. So that's what I do. I help women eliminate a step of their every single day makeup routine. So I take pride in, you know, instilling confidence and making women's life easier by giving them brows. And I focus on getting really realistic results. So yeah, I love my job so much. And two, I feel like as far as like using microblading.eth, I've also thought about it. And I feel like because it's still not mainstream and because people are still like, you know, have no idea how I even set up a wallet and it's not seamless, I feel like 100%. It's hard for me to like think about how I could take it somewhere. But I know once it's there, I feel like it would be so much easier. I feel like now it's focusing on my brand and like thinking what I could do, what utility I could do with my name to give value back to people, you know? So that it's not sense. Just like a pump and dump or something stupid people do. I don't know.
No, 100%. 100%. That's crazy. No, so anyway, so like, again, real quick, the microblading, the austin.microblading.eth, right? Like, again, if you want to be the Austin microblader, you know, if you want to be the Austin microblading person, right? You know what I'm saying? That would be a good subdomain to have. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just think that's, I think that's so interesting. Yeah. That there's just stuff to be done there.
Yeah, 100%. And again, I just feel like whenever people start to really realize the value of a .eth name, that's whenever I feel like it's going to be so much easier to do a lot of things. I feel like a lot of people right now, like, if you explain this to them, they're just like, yeah, like, sure, like, cool. But, like, I feel like until it happens, it seems more, like, realistic, you know?
That makes sense. You're saying, like, when there's actual real, like, use cases and, like, someone's actually doing some shit with the ENS name.
I feel like we're just so early.
And I think it's crazy because, like, people are literally doing shit with, you know what I'm saying? You can build your website on 100%. Your ENS name. Like, I don't know. It's just interesting. So, like, I don't know. I agree with you there, though.
Yeah, I 100%. Just, yeah, like, you know, just, like, I like to, like, you know, observe things, you know, like, on Twitter and stuff, just like you, you know, like, what, you know, we'll talk about updates and stuff, like, what's happening and, like, now, what's moving.
Okay, now I'm curious. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go
sorry
ahead.
To interrupt you. What do you think about just people collecting shit and, like, yeah, like, people have
collectibles?
Like, collectibles. Like, just not even, like,
utility or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
No utility. Just, like, just to collect shit. They just like this shit. You know what
honestly,
I'm saying?
Like, I think that's pretty cool because I personally like to, like, you know, I feel like whenever you identify with something, like, there's definitely images or quotes and stuff like that I'm like, yep, that's me, you know? And I feel like, again, whenever it's, like, a very, like, you have a public wallet, like, on Instagram and everybody could see your NFTs, I feel like definitely people would definitely love to flex, you know, their picture of their favorite, like, you know, cartoon character.
Okay.
Or
I'm sorry, real quick.
Is.
I have to ask you this.
Yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
No, so if a guy comes up to you, I'm being dead serious. I'm being for real.
Yeah.
A guy comes up to you, right? He has, like, I'm being for real.
Okay.
He has a fucking 2 Bored 8 stacked up, 1 CryptoPunk. I'm being for real.
Okay.
No, answer this. Like, answer this real. Oh, like, don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm being for real. So a guy comes up, 2 Bored 8s, fucking a CryptoPunk, and loaded up in the wallet, like, on his thing, like, all casual, opens his MetaMask and shit, and, like, just flexes it. Like, what do you actually think? Like, I'm being for real.
Honestly.
Like, okay, no, at this point, no. Okay, wait, what was she saying? Honestly, what the fuck? No, I'm being for real, John. I'm being for real. Okay. He has this shit, right? And, like, no one really knows. It's just, like, kind of, like, low-key.
So, like, why
know,
is he showing
know.
Me?
He's just, like, he's just, like, kind of, like, just, like, Okay, first of all, let's talk about why are you even entertaining it?
Well, no, like, is he just being like cool and like talking about NFTs? I'm just saying, like,
okay, all I'm gonna say is, do you think that that is a flex now, or do you think I'm being for real? Do you think that like, okay, we're not even the example with you. That's not happening with you.
The only reason why I think it's a flex is because it's worth so much money. So to me, it's like okay, but
if you didn't like, I'm trying to like think like if you didn't know like
what that meant.
No, because, like, you do know, obviously, yeah, it means a lot of money. But, like, the other, like, a random ass girl in the club.
I feel like they wouldn't care.
Or, yeah, they would just be like, oh, cool, you own stupid pictures. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they might think he's a dumbass or something.
No.
They're like, okay, cool, you're the NFT guy. Like, a lot of girls think that's cringy.
No, 100%.
I've seen that.
I've seen those
memes. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, I feel like there's definitely the category of people where it could be a little cringy with it. You know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, it's the NFT moon boys. Like, you already know they fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, you already know. It's like NFT or die. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. No, that's like, a little much.
No, yeah, no, 100%. That's so fucking funny. I love that. No, but anyway, do you think, again, I'm sorry, this is where my question is going. Do you think instead of, like, in the future, do you think instead of Ferrari, it's fucking Bored Ape or it's fucking this shit? Or do you think it's, like, some like, Picasso digital asset? Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, honestly, because,
I feel
like
yes, I feel like that's definitely a possibility. I just feel like it's maybe, like, later than sooner.
Okay, interesting. But in, like, the next 5 to 10 years.
More like 10 to 20 years. Ooh, it really becoming that way.
Yeah.
I could be wrong depending on how fast, you know, it advances, but that's just my opinion.
That's
I don't know,
so
what do you think?
No, I just think, to me, all this shit is just all for jokes. Like, it's just fucking funny.
Yeah, no, but like,
no, it's actually a real conversation, like, only because, like, you just know that people are gonna want to flex their shit, like, digitally. Like, I don't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've heard people fucking cashing out their Lambo just to get some fucking a digital picture or get a fucking digital asset. And again, like,
that's crazy.
It might have utility, it might have whatever the fuck, but like, still, it's just like, it's just funny, it's just interesting.
I feel like if NFTs, like, if certain ones had, like, really good utility, people will definitely want to hop on it. I feel like Not all NFTs are meant to be, like, utility. Some are collectibles, like you said. Some are concert tickets. Yeah. Like, some are just, you know, I don't 100%. Know, whatever it is, like, to you, right? You could turn your favorite dead dog into an NFT just because you love your dog and you want to put it on your wallet.
No, wait, you would not do that. No, I'm sorry. You wouldn't. No, I'm sorry. Hold on real quick. I did not teach her that. I did not teach her that shit.
Okay,
wait, no. Wait, why would you do that on your wallet? You would never want to do that. And you put on the blockchain, your dead dog, like, fuck.
But
no.
It's like, you love it, so you're having it as a collectible. Like, oh
no,
my god.
No, I'm sorry, I don't think so.
Okay, see, this is where, like, I'm not really sure, like.
I just don't think that people just, like, get, like, their dead dog and, like, collect it. Like, I don't think it's a collectible.
Oh,
it's like
true.
Like, I don't know, you want to have a memory of it, I guess, but, like, you don't fucking, like, play. Like, you don't show off your dead dog, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're showing off your house, like, oh, hey. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. No, like, did you mean just to, like, remember your dog or something? Like, a cute picture of your dog or something?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, not, like, yeah. Okay. that's funny. Okay, no, anyway, John, so, now, honestly, what is your take on just, like, blockchain and shit? What do you think about blockchain?
I think it's cool because it's a, okay, so let me try to explain it. See, this is a beginner right here.
Go for it.
So just to confirm, the blockchain is, pretty much like a digital receipt, right? It's a transparent digital receipt. So like any transaction, anything that happens, 100%. It's on the blockchain. So anybody could see when you send this NFT, when you bought this, it's like very transparent. So I like it due to the transparency. And I feel like if the world does go to CBDCs, which is central banking digital currency, I feel like if they're like, you know, they're like not fucking with it and they're like, fuck this.
Wait, I'm sorry, if who's not fucking with it?
Like the, like, you know, everybody, like us humans, like just like the people pretty much, like if we're not fucking with it, I feel like
but hold on, I'm sorry, but why are you saying that? Because like, why would we not be like, why would we not fuck with it?
Well, because you never know what could be implemented, like the government's gonna control it, so maybe Ethereum, Bitcoin,
just
one of the top, it's one of the top points,
there's more flexibility again with the smart contracts. Like I don't know
anyways, but back to your question about the blockchain. I feel like it's great for people. For example, like I've always thought about this, like it stuck to my head when you told me about it. Like if I want to buy like a Chanel bag and I want to buy it from somebody in Wyoming and I don't want to get like screwed over, then if you have an NFT and you verify it, 100%. Then you know you have the verification, then you know you're buying the real thing and you can't get scammed. So I like that type of transparency. I like it for purchases and stuff like that. So you could prove like I actually bought this and I could prove that it's the authentic one.
Yeah.
So I like it for that reason. So I think it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. I like it. It's transparent.
Interesting. Cool. Well, I mean, that's pretty much all I had today. Like, honestly, I just thought that was interesting. Like, I just was wanted to, you know what I'm saying? Like, see, like, what you thought. Like, I don't know, real quick. So where do you, when do you think, at what point do you think that everyone has a collectible, that everyone has an NFT, or like everyone's like into it, or what?
I honestly think, honestly, it's so hard to tell, because, you know, like how when we first started, it was kind of like, it was a bull market, then now it's like a bear. Like it's our first like market going through like all these changes, like going from bull to bear. And I know people have gone through it like constantly. So I guess I'm just curious to see like if it ever like just stays consistent or like not. Like I honestly have no idea, but I'm guessing probably like in 5 to 10 years it becomes very mainstream, if it's going at the pace that's going now, because like the mainstream, like people, like I guess it's harder for them to see unless you're really in it, like us, like how we're like updated on Twitter and stuff. You see like the things that are happening, how brands are incorporating these things and purchasing things and, you know, making it part of like their business, but the like average isn't really like paying attention. So 100%. I feel like it takes like first of like the big people to like start getting into it and stuff like that. And then slowly it's going to start. So maybe 5 to 10 years, I predict, in my opinion. What about you?
I think honestly, within the next, I would say 2 to 5 years.
2 to 5.
But for everybody to be doing it, no, not 2 to 5. For everybody, definitely 5+. Definitely, yeah, 5+.
Like for me to see, like for example, I don't know maybe what
even,
country it is.
Maybe even more.
But where they use Bitcoin, like people do, because the government's all screwed up. I 100%. Forgot which one it was.
Bitcoin, again, Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. Awesome. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, but it already started. So it kind of like started the whole chain effect. But it's so crazy because sometimes it's like, some days, you know, like I'm like, I could see it very clearly. And then some days I'm like so confused still. Like, it's like, you know, it's crazy. Maybe it's just me, but it's hard sometimes. I'm like, dang, like how long is this going to take for like everybody to catch up?
Yeah.
But then I see little things going on. So I'm like, okay, like it's happening. I guess it's just and like a waiting and long process. Real quick,
I think as far as like brands and shit, I think it's so crazy that they're not getting into this for no reason. Like, I think, again, the brands that are like not thinking that
the
future will be digital, because like, again, that's just the fucking facts of it. It's just the facts of it. Like, I think the smart brands really honestly, they understand that it's gonna be both. Like, it's gonna be, again, digital, right? It's gonna be physical and like a digital, right? So like, again, if 20%, 30% slowly your percentage of customers starts moving digital, you're gonna want to move with your digital. It's always gonna be like, and you're gonna want to fucking do both. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna want to have the physical and digital.
Oh,
and
I agree 100%.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because again, you know the people that are like, no, fuck that, I'm not going digital. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, so they're gonna hesitate. But I feel like once it's like everywhere, like they have no choice but like to do it. And I feel like it's not as bad as people think. I feel like people like think about this new technology as like the world ending, but I don't see it that way. I feel like, you know, like especially with like Web3 NFTs and stuff like that, I feel like there's really good things to come out of it. I'm just like ready for like the mass adoption pretty much, because I remember when I messaged that other microblading person, shout out Sheila Bellet, we were messaging and I had told her pretty much about Web3, but she said she couldn't really see like how it was going to like useful. But yeah, and like that just shows that like we're so freaking early, you know, and like not even like I know exactly how to go about it, but it's interesting. So I'm like, okay, like, you know, and she's a really like smart woman, like she's up there, she's always like, you know, doing stuff. So like
she's ahead, she's on the front.
Yeah, she's on the front, like, so that's why I'm like, okay, like maybe she's aware about these things, but I feel like she knows about it, but not really knows about it. But it's going to be, like, interesting to see, like, I can't wait till, like, it all just becomes so amplified, and it's just, like, you know, like, you can't, like, not see it, and it's just going to be a thing. So, I feel like there's great things to come. I can't wait to see what I do with microblading.eth and my other ENS names,
Okay, now I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What would you want to do, like, what is something that would interest you about, like, a Starbucks NFT? Like, what is something that Starbucks could do? No, literally, what is something that Starbucks could do that would literally make you want to have their NFT? Like, as a brand, like, you know what I'm saying? As a big-ass brand.
Well,
like, what?
One, I would just want to have it already.
Because, again, I'm sorry, real quick, I got to preface. She is the...
I'm a Starbucks queen.
Anyway, she's an addict. She's an addict. So fucking... Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, honestly, I would just get it, like, naturally, because, one, I love Starbucks. Like, I'm their biggest fan. I go every single day.
I'm sorry. I don't think you say that publicly. That's not something you say publicly.
But I'm still healthy about it. I don't get, like, fraps. I get, like, you know, cold brews, so I'm good.
Yeah, I spend $20 on one cup. Yeah, go ahead.
Anyways, I would do it simply because I'm... a fan of Starbucks so much, and like I'm a fan of like Web3, so I feel like naturally I would want to do something in it. And, you know, obviously if I believe in like the NFTs and Web3, I would just want to do it, especially like with a brand like that I love. So, and I feel like maybe having like rewards, you know, like they could have utility as well. Like, I mean, they already have it on their app, so might as well just make it a whole thing. And you know, as long as they keep like giving me points for like spending money there, then I'm pretty happy and I'll keep coming back. So I feel like it would just, I would just do it because I'd like to do it.
Interesting take. I think, don't they already have that shit? Like, don't you already get points?
Yeah,
like, what I'm thinking about is more like,
or like we get like a $100 gift card because we swipe this many times. Or
interesting. Or I don't think they'll do that.
Or like an event, like a big Starbucks event.
That's what I'm
event?
Talking about. I'm talking about like, oh, again, I'd be there.
Like in Chicago, like the big Starbucks.
100%.
Like if they fly you out to go, like the top members.
If they fly you out.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
If they fly. See, but okay, but what you're talking about is probably like tiers. Like that's like tiers.
Yeah,
like,
but
if
see,
they were
like,
to do that shit, like the Starbucks fly you out and shit, that's like tiers. Like that's like, okay, one's like 15,000. Like I'm talking about like,
but people would do it. I would do that. I would like wait like a whole year to like save all my points to go get flown out and just go have a whole ass event. That'd be so cool.
No, I get that. Okay, but what I'm saying is, like, as far as like, do you think that other, actually, no, maybe not other coffee brands, obviously they'd be like it, but like, I'm trying to think about like really exclusive experiences.
Like what?
I don't even know. I'm just off top thinking about,
I'm sure they could think about something very creative that would make like people want to do it. Like 100%.
But
like,
I'm thinking about you. Like you as someone, like, is that even something that you even give a shit about? Or are you like, no, I don't, I just want to fucking get my Starbucks every day and get the fuck out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, well, like if I could get my Starbucks and also get compensated or rewarded in some way, like, you know, like I would. Because I mean, I go there because I have an app and I could stack my points and I get free coffee sometimes and free meals. So I definitely like would be interested in something like that. And I think aren't they already do something with Polygon?
No. I'm pretty sure. I haven't looked into
it. They're already like trying to do stuff, but like again, like when I go to a freaking Starbucks, they haven't mentioned anything or try to pitch me to get anything.
I don't even think they're gonna. They would. I don't even see them pitching that.
But
why would
they pitch that? But then why would they create like a big thing and then just like not try to like push it out there?
I get that. I get what you're saying, but I think also they're trying to like just like dabble. Like they're trying to put their foot in. Like, okay, well, hold on. What are we gonna say? Because again, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because I feel like, too, since, like, it's also new and, like, a lot of brands still, like, you know, like, there's not a lot of, quote-unquote, successful, like, projects or things yet. Utility cases, I feel like they're trying to, like, dabble in and just kind of see what happens.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just, like, seeing what people say.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, kind of dabbling in Web3, like, okay.
I have a question.
Yep.
To, like, with Vitalik and stuff, because, like, he's so, obviously,
yeah. See, I, Vitalik, to me, CEO of Ethereum, he's the boss, like, he's just the guy, like, he's just the one in charge of, I don't know, that's just my bullishness on Ethereum, but anyway, go ahead.
Like, for example, like, aren't they always, like, their team, like, trying to, like, create new stuff for, like, Ethereum or create new, like, tiers and stuff? So I feel like I can't imagine, like, in a couple of years, like, what phases they're going to be at and, like, how more seamless it's going to become. Because I feel like, I mean, again, the more that they work at it, of course, the more seamless it will be.
Yeah, again, there's the smartest people. Like, ignore Ethereum. I'm not even, like, trying to just Ethereum only. But, like, there's the smartest people working on, again, aren't thinking about, like, the use cases of like how blockchain will, you know what I'm saying, whatever, all this shit, like,
that's crazy.
So again, not only at Ethereum, of course at Ethereum their giga brains fucking going in all day, just, you know what I'm saying, chopping shit, like just seeing shit, like, but of course just around the world, people are like, these new kids are like interested in blockchain technology. This is like the forefront on their head, like they're thinking about,
dude,
okay, what are the
use
cases here,
a lot of people
here?
Are
what,
getting degrees gonna on coding and stuff like that, like it's so crazy. Like, do you think that will be replaced by machines,
what,
like one day?
Wait, as far as what,
like just like just warehouse stuff that, like, you know, machines could come and, like, robots can come and, like, just take our jobs. Like, what do you think about that? Because I feel like it's cool in some sense, like, because I guess it could make some companies' productivity better or more seamless. But I also feel like, damn, like, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, right?
Okay.
I know it's a lot
it
different,
just, I think,
but I just kind of got psyched.
No. That's actually good. That's actually good. Like, it's a good topic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that people,
like, for example, like Starbucks, like, are they going to have robots that are just so good and they can make your coffee drink so fast?
Honestly, this is
my, they can sell more, but then they're not going to have that, hi, hello at the window anymore.
This is my hot take on that, and the fact that you said it at the end. This is my hot take. Honestly, companies like HEB, if you're not, like, in Texas, they have stores like H-E-B. It's just, like, the local grocery store. They are so focused. And, like, I worked there for 2 years. They literally said, like, no, we will never replace with robots. So, I think, again, there's going to be those companies.
I hope.
There's going to be those companies that don't go digital. Or not necessarily don't go digital. I think every company literally is going to go digital in some aspect, for sure. But I think the ones that are, like, don't want to, like, completely go, like, fucking robot. You know what I'm saying? Like, those ones are just going
to... stick to their
they're gonna things. Stick to what they do and like how they've been getting business, shaking hands, greeting customers. And that's the honestly in my opinion, you already know me, like that's my best shit. Like looking a customer in the eye, greeting them, saying, talking about
human
the day.
Connection human Otherwise, connection
that's
be
the best shit. That's the best shit. So that's why also I think that's an interesting topic, like talking about, like, because on this podcast again I'm always talking about digital, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I really believe, of course, it's still just gonna only get more and more digital. At the same time, that doesn't mean that I think that, like,
it's always gonna be the best.
It's gonna be like the best, or like, you know what I'm saying? There's gonna be a pros and the, like, cons.
For example, I will say, like, I've noticed that Walmart, like, I hate how they have like only one register open and everything else is like self checkout. So like now that just shows like how it's becoming more and more digital. Like they don't even need employees to, like, you know, do customer 100%. Service, like, and check out your groceries anymore. It's like you do it yourself, 100%. Or like you have to wait in this long ass line for one person to, like, you know, check you out. Like, now we're working, but it's so crazy. I'm just like, I feel like I would prefer to have people bagging my stuff. So I like H-E-B a lot better because they have both options. They have a full line of cashiers and they have like self checkout. You know, I feel like
it's like both options.
But I have noticed too, ever since the pandemic, I've definitely become a lot more less social, because I feel like when I go to the stores, like, it's so crazy how the pandemic affected us too, because now, like, we can't, like, you know, it's like talking to people, it's like so awkward sometimes. Like, instead of like, but back in the day, it was not awkward at all. You would talk to Sally behind
line. What do you mean? Why is it awkward now? Why is it awkward?
Well, I feel like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but no, I just feel like maybe because in our devices all the time, I feel like we communicate so differently. No, like, now it's like we text That's each other, we snap each other.
I literally think, I agree with that. I think, again, the people that are going to crush it in the future 100% are going to be the people that stick to in-person communication and they master in-person communication. But again, as well as, obviously, I guess, digital communication, but both. Like, it's both. Mastering in person is, like, you can't beat that. That's just old school. That's just what it is. That's always going to prevail.
Oh, 100%. And I feel like the people who are really good at, you know, like, communication in person and all around, like, are going to be the ones to succeed the most. So, I feel like it kind of, like, had a negative effect on a lot of people. Because, you know, even people wear masks now just because, like... just regularly, just because, you know, of the pandemic, and like that's even
100%,
like, even it's already done, but like that's already causing like some friction. Like, you're not allowed to see their whole face. Like, that's like cutting communication off.
And I understand exactly what you're saying. And again, there's gonna be people say, well, they need the mask. 100%. They might need the mask. Yeah. I understand, but like, it wasn't as frictionless. Yeah. Like, now it's just like, if in 5-10 years you tell a kid to put on a mask, they're not even gonna think about it fucking twice. It's gonna be like, put on masks. You just put on, you know what I'm saying? But before, I don't even think it was like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But again, I think, again, masks are, of course, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain, of course, the,
if you're sick, like, I mean,
I'm trying to think, what do you call it? Like, the, no, it's like the one, like, I'm sorry, it's like the one, you know what I'm talking about? Like, mm-hmm. What is it called? Like, the,
wait.
They're like the, not the objection.
Oh, they're exception.
Thank you so much. They're the exception, right? Of course, the exception. Like, I'm not talking about the exception. But anyway, continue.
Yeah. I just like to kind of wrap it up. I just feel like the more technology there is, it could be good. You know, like I said, there's areas for people to invest, you know, to create stuff, to create value. And it doesn't have to be all robots taking over the world and everything like that. Because some people see it that way. Like, this is just all so fucking bad, like, blah, blah, blah. There's good and bad to everything. But I just feel like, like, the more it advances, and like, if they do end up, like, companies end up like eliminating their employees to have like machines and stuff like that, then that's obviously gonna cut a lot of like communication and stuff like that, and like jobs for people. But then it could also, you know, like open up like jobs for people who are like, is it called devs and stuff like just stuff like that. Like, so
there's gonna be certain jobs 100% that, again, ChatGPT is gonna come through and fuck them up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
Like, some people are gonna get absolutely
there's already
destroyed.
Loops in ChatGPT though, so no, I don't know if people can completely trust
no I get you. I see what you're saying.
I
don't know. I think that's, not for you though.
If y'all are going to school, make sure you get a degree that's actually going to help you, like a technology degree or something like that. And that's my opinion, you know, like.
No, I mean, I feel you, but what if this guy's like, dude, I just want to go be a fucking, I want to go cook fucking noodles.
Oh, true. You could cook noodles.
Go fucking cook technology noodles.
But I'm saying, if you're like, if you don't, you kind of want to survive in the world that's coming up, because that's the reality of it. I would say you have to be kind of smart and, like, you know, either
you have to be kind of fucking Elon Musk genius. Like, it's
no, you either have to, like, you know, I feel like build your own thing, or, like, you know, get in a field that you know it's gonna, like, you know, give you opportunities. And
but what if, again, this guy just loves to fucking do something else?
Well, that's fine.
He loves fucking just making burgers.
But I'm assuming people who are listening to this,
okay,
like,
okay, she's smart. She's smart.
Invest in this technology or create something out of this.
Okay, I like that.
So I feel like, you know, like, yeah, okay, that's fine too. I mean, I'm not putting it down, but I'm just saying, I'm sure your listeners are people who, you know, are forward thinkers, who are like innovators and people who want to, you know, create the best.
I swear I did not tell her to say that either. But go ahead, go off.
No, because I think
it's facts. It's facts. They're the smartest or the most forward thinking. They're going to be the most successful. You listen to this, like, that's just what it is. That's just facts.
100%.
But okay, so anyway, Jillian, is there any last thoughts that you have or anything?
No, this was a fun conversation. I'm happy to be on your podcast, or
awesome, fucking a billion episodes later. Weren't you like asking like a minute ago?
I know. I was like, I wanted to be in the first podcast, but I wasn't allowed. So here I am now. Woo! I made
But anyway, so okay, so this is a good episode. Like, I like it. Like, yeah. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was cool. I think these are cool. I think we should do these every once in a while. 100%.
Definitely.
I have to get my mom back on the podcast. Mom, I know you're listening. Like, we have to get you an episode back. But anyway, so again, anything you want to say?
Just keep on listening to this podcast, and okay, that is it.
Okay, that's what you said. Okay, like, do you have anything, like, motivational? Do you have anything good to say? Nope, just keep listening to this. You're good?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't know. I'm getting scared now. I'm getting shy.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, that'll be it. That is the end of this episode. Again, let me know what you think about this podcast. Like, is this something you like? Is this fucking, like, no, get her the fuck out of here. We don't fuck with her. You only. I'm just kidding.
It's okay. I can be honest.
I'm just kidding. They're not going to be like that. I don't think they're going to say that. But anyway, so again, let me know. Give me feedback on this. What, do you want to hear more from Jalen? Like, she's, you know what I'm saying? She's got her little take on everything. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, let me know. Like, let me know what you want to hear next. But yeah, that is the end of this episode. If you want to reach me on Instagram, it's going to be Future of NFT. On Twitter, it's going to be THEEJARROD. And if you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes below. Alternatively, my email is down there. So again, let me know what you're working on. What are you excited about? And just, that's basically it. I hope you're enjoying your week from all around the world. I will see you on the next one. Peace.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy. I've been going crazy lately. I've been going crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy. Yeah.